The first reading is from 1 John 3. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning, because he has been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who are the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm is from Psalm 119. We'll be reading it by half verse. How shall a young man cleanse his way?
By ruling himself according to your word.
With my whole heart have I sought you.
Oh, let me not go astray from your commandments.
Your words have I hidden within my heart,
that I may not sin against you.
Blessed are you, O Lord.
Teach me your statutes.
With my lips have I been telling
of all the judgments of your mouth.
I have had greater delight in the way of your testimonies
than in all manner of riches.
I will meditate on your commandments
and have respect for all your ways.
My delight will be in your statutes,
and I will not forget your word. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.